You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church building is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Just want to do a shout out to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, our great leaders at VIP. We invite you to stop by and join us either on Sunday morning at 11 or Tuesday evening at 7. We love to magnify the Lord, and we invite you to come. You might come as a visitor, but you're going to leave that day as family. You're going to know that Jesus loves you. So today we're just going to pray really quick and jump into the scripture. Father, thank you for a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. We're excited about it, glad about it, glad to be living and alive, glad to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. We pray, Holy Spirit, and invite you into the broadcast time. We just pray that you would breathe upon this time, this platform, this teaching. Use it for your glory. Use it to expand the kingdom of God, to open our ears, open our minds, sharpen us, Father, on the inner man. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name that God would be glorified. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk today about praise. I want to talk and kind of, you know, just share happening. So the topic I want to talk and speak about today is why not choose praise instead. So if you heard me, I want to make sure you heard me. The topic is why not choose praise instead. I know I'm not the only one that this happens to. You wake up, first thing in your mind might be some unresolved drama from the previous day. First thing in your mind might be workplace angst. You know, something sometime could be going on in the workplace. Something sometime can be going on in one of the relationships in our lives. Something sometimes. And so sometimes you wake up and those things that are unsettled the night before, you wake up and they're right there, present to greet you at the start of your day. You haven't even gotten out of bed. You haven't even brushed your teeth. You haven't even washed your face. You haven't even sometimes given the Lord thanks for the new day. You're just kind of laying in your bed. You're waking up. And here comes the enemy trying to sabotage your day. Because that's what he's trying to do. You open your eyes and blink, and here comes the enemy. It's almost as if the enemy is thinking in his mind, let me hurry up. Let me hurry up and implant them with this seed right at the start of their day so he can shift the trajectory away from what God desires for your day, because he's trying to take you in a different direction by planting seeds in your emotions, planting seeds to make you respond at an emotional place and not a spiritual place. But the topic that's on my heart today is why not choose praise instead? And I'm bringing this topic to the table because this is real life. This is real for us. We experience this. We've experienced it in the past. We experienced this week. We experienced it last week. But the Lord is saying we have a choice. And the choice that we should make, and the choice that the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging us to make, is why not choose praise in these moments? Why not choose praise? We've got to remember, you got a choice. I got a choice. God has made us free agents with the right and the ability to choose. Okay? So we are free agents of choice. Free agents of choice. When you look around the world today, you can see people are clearly exercising their rights to be a free agent of choice. All kinds of things people are choosing. And you know, the majority of them are ungodly, but we can see people exercising their right to choose. So when the enemy comes at the onset of our day, you and I, the body of Christ, why aren't we choosing? The world is clear, like, hey, it's my right, it's my choice. What about believers? What about us choosing? What about us exercising our dominion, our authority in Christ, and choosing praise? All right. I think about the scripture coming out of Joshua 24 and 15, where Joshua was presented with a choice. Moses was dead. Joshua was raised up as the next leader. And he had a choice. How will you lead the people? Will you follow after the blueprint of Moses? Will you follow and execute? Be a man that's a friend of God? Will you follow in the ways of the Lord? And Joshua declared, yes, he declared, because as for me and my house, you read it in Joshua 24:15. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua, in other words, is saying, as for me and my house, we're going to choose the ways of God. We're going to choose what God has ordained. We're going to choose what God has sanctioned. We're going to choose that which puts and aligns us with the heart of God. We're going to choose righteousness. We're going to choose holiness. We're going to choose to serve the Lord. He said, as for me and my house, how does it seem to you? It may seem evil to you to serve the Lord. But Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether you're going to serve idols, or you're going to serve after the world, follow after the world, or are you going to follow after your fathers, your forefathers that might have been unrighteous and followed idolatry? But he said, as for me and my house, we individually make our own choice. Individually, we make our own choice, and it is expressed through our actions. And so while my topic is why not choose praise, it reminded me of where Joshua stood flat-footed and he made a choice and a declaration like, hey, I'm going to choose the path of the Lord at all times. That's the path that I'll choose. So in these early waking moments, we got to think about, how does our day start? And we've got to realize that we are the commander of our day. We are the commander of our day. So I learned something as I recently experienced this for myself, that when the enemy tried to come to me and plant his tare, T-A-R-E, seeds in my mind and heart, while I had not even gotten up out of my bed yet, while I hadn't even he tried to get me before the moment of even giving God thanks. He was early. The enemy was working overtime. He was early showing up in my thoughts, trying to plant seed. But I praise the Lord and I give God glory and give God honor that the awareness was like, what? Would you look at what the enemy is trying to do? The awareness was there. I didn't just go with it. I didn't just roll with it. But I put the brakes on because I realized I have a choice. I've got a choice in how my day goes. I have a choice in how my day starts. I have a choice, and I want to say this, I have a choice and I have a responsibility to impregnate my day, to plant in the right seeds in the morning for my day. I have a choice, but I also have a responsibility, and I recognize that. And I do thank God for our leaders, because our leaders have taught us to impregnate the morning. Plant and declare what you want to see manifested in your day early in the morning before you start your day. Declare the word of the Lord over your day. So we get God results and we're making godly declarations. So it is very important. And I praise God for that teaching. So I'm more aware of what the shenanigans the enemy was up to. And I didn't blindly follow, because also I thank God that I have been taught to not allow the enemy to take me in an emotional direction. He wants to get us going in emotion and start my day off rolling downhill. And so I'll end up with a day opposite of what God planned for my life. God is planning victory. God is planning exceeding and abundantly above what I can ask or think. God is planning success, victory, conquering, overcoming, rulership, dominion, power, authority. That is the plan of God for our lives. Anything less, we have to go back and examine where we stopped believing what the word of God declares for us and allowed the enemy to get us going in a direction that was opposite of the word of God. And this does not mean that life will be absent of trial, tribulation, and persecution. I'm not saying that. But in the midst of trial, opposition, persecution, tribulation, God still gives victory. We see it time and time in the Bible. God still gives victory. He still gives victory. The children of Israel faced many oppositions. Paul faced many oppositions. Jesus faced many oppositions. The disciples faced many oppositions, but yet there was victory. But yet they were overcomers. But yet they conquered, and they were more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And that is the same for you and I. The topic, why not choose praise? Why not choose praise? When the enemy brings us other options, because he's good at that. He tries to bring other options. When the enemy brings distractions, he's a master of distraction. When he brings other options, distractions, why not choose praise? In my mind at this time, a record player was going off in my mind. It was saying, you know, it was going off in my mind. A scratchy record. Let me say it like that. A scratchy record was going off in my mind. And I began to think, what is this? I'm not even up. I'm in my pajamas in the bed laying flat. Just open my eyes. And the enemy tried to arrest me, bombard me with non-productive, non-positive thoughts. But I praise God today for the Holy Spirit of God. The enemy is no match for God. He's no match for the Spirit of God. And something rose up in me, which caused me to get up and recognize what was going on, and to put on, first I put on praise and worship, and I just gave myself to that space to praise God and to bless Him. And I'm going to tell you something. That is why I'm talking about why not choose praise. Because I realized that we can cut the enemy off with the praise. It's almost like we can cut his knees, his legs from underneath him with the praise. He had to drop to the ground. Many places the scripture talks about to resist the enemy with the word and he must flee. I'm going to tell you, I'm a living witness, and many of you are too. We have the ability to cut the enemy off at the knees, to cut him off, cut his plot, his plan, his strategy, his attack. We can just cut it right off. Why? We saw Jesus do it. Jesus was like, "Get thee behind me, Satan. I see you. I see through your shenanigan. I see through the pit you're trying to dig for me. I see through your steal, kill, and destroy mission. I abort it in the name of Jesus." And I just began to play the praise and worship. Before I knew it, I was enmeshed in the praise and I was giving God glory, and everything began to shift. When we praise God, we cause the atmosphere of the day to shift. We cause the atmosphere in our home to shift. Praise shifts atmospheres. We need to know that. The topic, why not choose praise instead? Because praise is an atmosphere shifter. Praise is powerful. I was able to shift the atmosphere in my home. I was able to shift the atmosphere of my thoughts and my mind. I was able to get clarity in my mind, clarity of the atmosphere in my home, a shift in my day. Everything shifted. I'm telling you, this was powerful to me, and it's not the first time, but I want to share it because I thought about it. I thought, God, when we choose praise, when we choose to give you praise, when we choose to come against what the enemy is coming against us with, when we come against him with the word, we come against him with praise, when we come against him with the power and the authority that God has delegated to us, when we choose to bless the Lord, when I insist on keeping my focus on the Lord, the scripture, Isaiah 26:3, thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steady in you. When I insist today on choosing praise, I insist today on keeping my mind stayed on him. I insist today to declaring the word of the Lord. I insist today on impregnating my day, depositing to the womb of the morning, the womb of my day, what the word of the Lord says. I insist today on using the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to cut away and demolish and attack and cut asunder every diabolical plan of the enemy for my life, for my day. I insist today on cutting the enemy off at the knees. Oh, yes, just like the Lord cut Dagon's hands off, cut his head off, cut his feet off, how Dagon was chopped up, the false god. I insist today on using the tools, the weapons of warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to defeat the enemy, because the Lord has given me that power, authority, victory, dominion, rule, and through his supernatural being on my natural, I'm empowered to do it. I'm empowered to put the enemy to a flight in the name of Jesus, through the power of Jesus Christ. We're empowered. And because I know it's not my power, because I know it's not my strength, because I believe the word of God and I can just simply execute what he said. The Lord, you said this, I'm just going to execute what you said. I can see, and we can see, and you can see God results. I want to see this today. No more are we going to allow the enemy to wreak havoc in our lives, in our day, in our homes, in our houses. No longer. But I'm going to tell you, just by simply choosing praise, oh, it brought about a glorious, wonderful change. My God, I had a glorious day. I had the best day ever, and it's all because of a decision to choose praise.
So we have a choice. We make the decision, just like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My God, as for me and my house, we will praise the Lord. As for me and my house, we will bless the Lord and we will blow him up. We will magnify him. We will blow him up and magnify him above problem, circumstance, situation, trial. Oh, we will do it because through praise comes blessing. Through praise comes deliverance. Through praise comes salvation. Through praise comes rescue. Through praise comes shift. Through praise, demons are driven out. You know, yes, all because of a choice to choose praise instead. Instead of complaining, instead of whining, instead of woe is me, instead of oh me, oh my, instead of going with the direction of the enemy, instead of falling into the emotional trap, the bait of wrong emotions, instead of going in a wrong direction, my heart pressed into the Lord. I pressed into him. I ran up into him and I began to praise and magnify him. And guess what? He overshadowed every lie the enemy was presenting. He overshadowed every wrong emotion I was feeling because I had to choose. Sometimes in life, you can't have it both ways. Sometimes in life, you can't have it two ways. You've got to make a choice. And praise is the best choice. Aligning with God is the best choice we can ever make. When I align with Team Jesus, it's the best. Assured victory? Aligning with Team Jesus is assured victory. Why not choose praise today? Why not choose praise? Why not find an answer, a solution, a praise in the Word of God? Why not put praise on it? Whatever it is you're facing, why not? Have you tried it? Have you tried it? Have you tried, or have you been doing the same thing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, getting the same results? Why not do something different and get a different result? Why not find what we need from the Word? Sometimes we can be spiritually malnutrition. We can be spiritually lacking in nutrients, but I'm going to tell you, when we open up the Word of God, it supplies everything we need. When we begin to bless the Lord, when we begin to praise the Lord, we're able to get the upper hand. We're able to, as I said, cut the enemy off at the knees. We're able to destroy his plots, his deceptions. We're able to bust it open with a hammer and destroy it to smithereens, break it open. And so that is what we need to be reminded of today. When we bless the Lord, and there's so much we can bless him for. There's so much and so many benefits in Christ that he's won and given to us. There's so much that we can do to turn around and bring the change that we desire. It's just a simple weapon, a simple tool. Praise is a weapon. Use our weapon well. I pray in the name of Jesus today that we would use it well, that we would choose praise today and every day. You know, let today be the beginning of a fresh start in our lives of choosing to praise God. Every opposition, everything that's out of order, that we begin to put praise on it, because the solution is to take the Word of God and to make it a praise. Just find you some scriptures to weave together and just begin to declare what the Word of God says, opposite of what you see, opposite of what the enemy is trying to distract you with, and just make a declaration concerning the Word and praising God for what he promised us. His promises are yes and amen, and God is not a man that he should lie. So we can trust his Word. We can trust his promises. I tell you, I learned something this week, the importance of choosing praise instead of anything else. And I pray that you too are just reminded. Sometimes it's just a refresher that we're just reminded. It's things that we know, but we look at our lives and we see, oh, I haven't been choosing praise. I've been listening to the lie of the enemy. I've been having a bad day, having a bad night, can't sleep. But let me tell you, when you choose to praise God, and you that praising him invites him in it, it reminds you of who it is that you serve and his mighty power and his ability, where you've been minimizing God. When you praise him, you begin to maximize and blow him up. And so it just turns everything around in our lives, in our day, in our mind, in our thoughts, in our how we perceive. So I pray that the Kingdom Sound has been a blessing to you today. I encourage you in all you do to choose praise, to put God's praise on everything that you're going through, every trial that you're facing. I do have an announcement I want to close with today. We are having a wonderful, I want to say, relationship seminar. So it's for marrieds, singles. Everybody is welcome. It is March 16th through the 19th, right at Victory International Praise Ministries. We are at 250 North Babcock Street. I believe the time is 7 p.m. Nightly. Our pastor has been working on this, preparing for this. You do not want to miss this, a relationship seminar. God has given him some revelation, and there will be speakers, activities, classes available. Come and join us. Save these dates on your calendar. March 16th through the 19th, Victory International Praise Ministries Relationship Conference. I pray that you've been blessed. May you walk in victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Bring him out. But God called on Moses to turn their steps about. He called him up on the mountain. And when he turned, he looked around. He said, Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. I heard him say, Moses,
take your shoes off. You're on.